Hello.
Hey, Gabriel, this is Peterson. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
Oh, no, not really.
Brilliant. Actually, I just saw you submitted a web form that you were interested in selling your property on Welly Side Drive in Richmond.
Oh, yes. My cousin told me about y'all. And, you know, I just was inquiring to see, you know, how much, you know, I can get, you know, if I decided to sell my house.
Right. And is there any solid plan on selling it, or are you just shopping for the number right now?
It depends. Like, if, I mean, I guess if I get the number that I'm looking for, definitely. But, I mean, you know, we'll go from there. But mainly just browsing as of right now.
Right. And about this property, could you tell me, are you currently living here? Is it a rental? What's going on with it?
No, I'm living here. Mm-hmm.
You're living in it. And I believe you've owned it for quite some time now.
Yeah, since 2010.
Nice. Okay, so can you tell me a bit about the property? Any recent updates you made to it? Any extensions?
Yes, painting in the living room, changed the carpet in the living room from carpet to laminate floors, new refrigerator, new stove. That's within the new refrigerator, new stove within the last 7 years. A new water heater within the last 5 years, and we had an insurance claim on my AC unit, so that's less than 5 years also.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, okay, water heater, you said new refrigerator and new stove.
Yeah, the refrigerator stove within the last 5 years. The water heater and the AC unit is within the last 5 years.
And you said you changed the living room from carpet to laminate floors, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And other than, you know, we talked about price, is there any other thing that motivates you to sell it right now?
No, that would be the only thing, you know. That's all. I mean, I'm comfortable in the house, you know. Right now I got one kid that's in high school. She has like 2 years left. So that's about it.
Nice. And any specific reason behind selling it? Looks like a good house.
Just because, like you said, the kids are getting older, so, and we have one little one. So technically we don't need 4 bedrooms. And then like my house is not on flat land. It's kind of like on the slope, which is good because it doesn't flood. But as far as like the little one growing up playing in the yard, that wouldn't be kind of ideal for that, you know, because it's kind of on the hill. That's the only thing. So probably just looking to move, you know, to somewhere where it's just flat land.
I completely understand. You know, I have a younger one. She's almost 2 now. Yeah, completely get the situation. And what I'll do, Gabriel, looks like you're really interested in selling it. What I'll do is I'll set up a call between you and our numbers guy. His name is Zach.
Mm-hmm.
He's unable to give you a call right now, but I can ask him to give you a call tomorrow. What would you say, around lunchtime? Is that all right?
Yeah, around 12 or 1 o'clock would be fine.
All right, I'll ask him to give you a call around 12 tomorrow. Thank you, Gabriel.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Uh-huh.